Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Jane Fritz. Today I'm reading Why Gray Ghosts Haunt by Heather McIlwain. Why Gray Ghosts Haunt. We first met on Kootenai Pass, 2004. 18 of you huddled, scraping snow for scraps. Few know your name, Woodland Caribou, like a faint memory of deja vu or a word pawing the tip of the tongue. To me, you are all too familiar, yet idealistic, just out of reach. Since that day, we've stalked you up Two Mouth, over Lion's Head, around Smith Creek, into silence of primal boreal innocence. I've sang songs for you, wept words for you, tracked your snowshoe paths in high alpine, hoping to be haunted. But none of you possess the Selkirks today. Not one. Your phantom hoofprints leave poetry on game-worn craggy trails up curt slopes. In your gray-brown hollow-guard hairs, snagged by brushwood on narrow pathways, are breadcrumbs to find home. Because when I crawl into dream, I smell your musk, feel your velvet grazing my cheek. Your grunts and clicks are a language I translate in my ribcage. Because you prowl my mind, your mere presence a solace of enduring wild, like ancient trees fleeced in old man's beard and witch's hair, vestiges of survival. Like us, you went about day to day, unaware of dire destiny. Like you, I am preyed upon as I also seek unbroken ambience of old growth for some sense of refuge in a world of suffering, predators, and sorrow. I, too, hide shyness deep in trees, my eyes also searching and worried, because my gait is plodding and steady, too. My nature, naive and meek, because few will notice when I am gone either. That was Why Gray Ghosts Haunt by Heather McIlwain, first published in Camus Magazine in 2017. For the Poetry Moment, I'm Jane Fritz.